Today, again, the Universal Church celebrates the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Today we celebrate that God fulfills his promises. The Lord once promised in the gospel, "Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live." Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. No one has ever believed in the Lord like his own mother did. And so the Lord fulfilled his promise to her first, anticipating in her what he would do with each of us if we believe. When our Blessed Mother's journey on this earth had ended, the sun filled her with glory and did not let her mother know the corruption of the tomb. And she was thus assumed into heaven in body and soul. Mary lives today in her body and in her soul because she believed. And at the sight of these wonders, we first rejoice with Mary. God filled her with a special beauty and perfection during her life on this earth and as she entered into eternity. And we can hear her beautiful song of thanksgiving, which she now sings for all ages. "I rejoice heartily in the Lord. My being exalts in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and wrapped me in a robe of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." Yes, we rejoice with Mary, and as we look at the great things the Lord has done for her, we also are filled with hope, great hope, for the glory that she enjoys today. We are called to enjoy one day as well. If we believe, even though we die, we will live, the Lord promised us. And today we witness all that God can do for his faithful ones as we look at all that he did for Mary, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So today is a great feast day and the church rejoices. One of ours, Mary of Nazareth, loved by God with a singular love from the time of her conception all the way to her transit, through her transit into eternity, shares in the resurrection of her son, Jesus, in her body and her soul. We too are called to share in that same resurrection of the Lord if we believe and learn how to suffer and die with him. May our Blessed Mother, our most gracious advocate, turn her eyes of mercy toward us and show unto us, after this exile, the blessed fruit of her womb, Jesus. And may her intercession also come to our help as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.